Do you feel crushed, under pressure from the changes going on in this world? Is your desperation greater than your fear? The journey to understanding what you're going through and your transformation starts now with Valerie Trujillo and her show, Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. During this show, get validation for what you're experiencing, and if you're ready, heal your wounds, gain control, and get the guidance to start making the changes that you've been afraid to make. Valerie is an empath, psychic, angelic energy healer and teacher, an artist, shaman, healer, sage practitioner, reverend, master oracle card reader, and a talented intuitive, who will also bring insightful conversations with other powerful healers, readers, and metaphysical store owners to your doorstep. Whether it's a spiritual connection, healing and learning, or connection to your metaphysical needs, you will feel the energy as you and Valerie connect with spirit for validation, insight, and inspiration. Ready to connect? Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle starts now.
Hi everyone, I'm Valerie Trujillo and you're listening to Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio. This is my next to the last show. My last show will be on May 11th, where I'll be interviewing Savannah Barba, and she happens to be a talented intuitive and my daughter. Today we have Brian Besko from Twisted Sage Studios. Brian, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. I am so happy that you said yes, because it gives us a chance to get you out there and promote everything that you do, because I think what you and your family do there, it's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, honor and a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. So let's talk about the tools that you and your family create.
Certainly. So we create what we call tensor tools. Tensor rings are simply copper and silver energy rings. The tensor fields are something that were featured in the New Science of Water book for what the tensor fields do with water, is that these copper rings produce a column of light, a column of energy. And when you put water within this column of tensor field, it actually puts such a high spin rate to the water molecule that it becomes lighter in weight in the lab. It actually oscillates in and out of physical reality, just like ormus, white powdered gold. So it's basically creating ormus with your drinking water. And then the tensor fields are also doing things like restructuring electromagnetics. So we make cell phone tabs that basically take the discoherent energy from a man-made electrical device or man-made electricity, which is a discoherent energy, and it is transforming it into a coherent energy, which is beneficial to us as the electromagnetic being that we are. Our heart's a huge electromagnetic generator. We live in this physical world that is completely electromagnetic. I'm not talking about cell phone towers. I'm talking about every living particle of this planet is electromagnetic, as is the planet itself. Mm-hmm. And so the tensor fields are simply harmonizing electromagnetics, harmonizing water. But most of all, we use these tools, as we like to call them, to harmonize dense consciousness, harmonize ourselves, harmonize the blockages within. And then also within all these tools are the propensity to bring the consciousness from the head back into the physical heart where we began, to the sacred space of the heart. And as it moves our consciousness from there to there, that is where we see our bigger connection. That's where we see our light expanding, growing within the heart, and allows the soul to step in more fully. So even though we're science-based, we're utilizing these tensor fields more along the lines for that heart-based higher soul connection.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and so as you mentioned, it is our family. We live here in Buffalo Gap, South Dakota. We're a tiny little town of 124 people. We probably employ a quarter of the town. And we create the tools here in the studio where I twist every little bit of the wire. So how these work is it's more than just a piece of twisted copper wire or a piece of twisted silver wire. It is, when you create a wire, it's actually a crystal structure, copper is. So when that piece of copper wire is drawn, it aligns the crystalline structure one way. So we fold the wire in half, we twist it, we bring the ends together, and then it is creating this counter-rotating vortex of piezoelectric energy. And then we cut it to a very specific measurement. We cut that length of wire to within the 100,000ths of a centimeter. And that is given these very specific measures we call cubits. They're sacred measures. They were used to build pyramid structures, set up different sacred sites all over the planet, like in Teotihuacan, Mexico. We use some of the measurements that were used to build the pyramids in Giza, as well as the new measurements that have been coming in that are coming in from geometries that are just now coming onto the planet. So it is based on an ancient technology. So these tensor fields are, as I say, they're doing creating fields that restructure water, electromagnetics, but truly the where the magic and miracles take place within these tensor fields is the higher dimensional aspect of these. 11 years ago actually is when I started to create the tensor tools. A couple of years into that, I started having the remembrances of creating these higher dimensional energy tools through lifetimes. And within those etheric templates, as we call them, the higher dimensional aspect of the tools, we house the frequencies and properties of all the plant, crystal, mineral kingdoms of the planet, as well as all the different rays of light that we work with. Excuse me. And then also the different modalities that we have learned over this time. We, as in my sister Brenda Schnoes, I'll refer to Brenda quite often. She channels the energy group, the Elders Three. And Brenda is a humble country gal, so in the heart that she doesn't get taken down the rabbit holes of belief. And one of the most phenomenal healers I've met on the planet. If I have a rib that's out, I can text her. She doesn't even read the text, and I can feel it being pushed back into place. We've seen people with fist-sized tumors. One telephone call later, 2 weeks, it's gone. What she does is she helps the person step into the heart, bring out their light, and use their light to wrap up whatever it is, clears blockages, and helps the soul to step more fully into the physical. And that's where we see the miracles at, especially with the tools, because the tools are doing that same style of work. So we have to learn how to do everything through consciousness first, and then we put that into the templates of the tools. So when you're holding onto this ring, it's like a smart ring in that it just doesn't emit all these frequencies and everything. It is basically holding space for the soul to bring through whatever it is that is in your highest and greatest good at any given moment. So the energies of these can shift and change as you need them. So it's like I say, we see miracles take place every day, not only with the consciousness work, but with utilizing these specific tools. And we try to offer this consciousness work to people. Whenever I travel around, where I've seen you before, Valerie, at some of the trade shows, We always try to do workshops there that are by donation, just to teach people how to utilize the consciousness work, which does the same as the tools. The tools I call training wheels. They are training wheels to help us learn how to utilize our higher consciousness and to hold space as we do the clearing work, the connecting work, to where we can truly step into our own light and do the healing for ourselves and our families. And then, of course, the world after we've done the work for ourselves and our families.
That's pretty cool. I myself went to your site and followed you and Brenda when you did the Merkaba and the going into the sacred space. So I do that all the time. I did that just before we did the show, because I do it even before I do my readings. It just centers so quickly.
Beautiful. May I share that sacred space of the heart with us?
Yes.
Right now? Oh, wonderful. So the sacred space of the heart is something where we see within the physical heart is the brain cells within the heart. Heart math will show that there's brain cells within the heart, that there are these electromagnetic fields that emit out of the heart. And so we see our consciousness as this little ball of light that we began within the heart, but at some time during birth, as a toddler, our consciousness moved up to the head, and it sits right behind the pineal gland. It looks out our physical eyes, sees the world separate from us. And also when we're in the head, the consciousness, we're more influenced by our field of emotions, by belief systems, by experiences, the ego for survival, fear, all the outside influences. We're very much influenced when our consciousness is here. So like you say, Valerie, before you do your work too, of moving from the head into the heart, it just ensures that we're more in alignment with ourselves. And when we're in that heart space, everything looks different. Not only does the world appear different, but we don't have that chatter from the mind and all the other influence. So my sister brought this through, and there are others who have brought this through throughout all of human history. It's been known as the Earth Sky Meditation. My sister calls it the Trinity Breath. So the Trinity Breath is simply taking a breath from the earth and breathing that light into the heart, a breath from Source, Soul, Creator, God, Central Sun, however you see and say that, and breathing that into the heart. And the third breath is bringing them both together within the heart, mixing those lights with your light. Then you become a column of light that's grounded and connected. So now that we got the heady part of that out of the way, I'll walk you through the three breaths, which is super simple, easy. So close your eyes if you wish. For me, it's easier to go in the heart space with the eyes closed, but make this your own after you do it a few times. Just using your imagination and your attention onto your physical heart. Within your heart is where we see our light, our soul's fire. Imagining connecting heart to heart with the earth and breathing in that light of the earth right up through the feet and into the heart. Next, imagining connecting to the heart of creation, breathing in that light of creation into the heart. And the third breath is breathing in from both earth and sky, bringing both of those healing, loving energies right into the heart. As both those lights mix with your light, it expands the heart. And just imagining that light of the soul, the soul's light expanding into every cell, in between every cell, which just allows that soul to step more fully into the physical. And then when you open your eyes, you can feel that it's different. Perhaps things are brighter, crisper. The world looks different. The soul looks out your physical eyes. You don't have that chatter. So again, when you go into that sacred space, the heart, it is some place where you can reside until maybe you're driving down the road and you get cut off in traffic. You might pop out of the heart, but that's okay. It's a simple enough exercise to go back there. And again, you can do this in one single breath, even just taking in both of that light into the heart, becoming that column of light that is grounded, connected, and you're in the heart. So however you do this, the simpler, the better. And again, we do start within that heart space with anything that we do as well, because most of the energy work that we do, it is using our imagination, visualization, intentions when we're in the heart space. If we're doing this all from the head, certainly we have created this entire world, most all of it, from being within the headspace. And we don't have that same backing, that same potency of creation as we do when we're in the heart. And plus, when we're in the heart and we are creating, we are doing energy work or whatever it is that we do, we are creating something that is beneficial to all of creation. And so thank you very much, everybody, for going on that journey into that heart space. And I'd love to offer some more journey work here along the way as well. We have some pretty phenomenal new meditations, as you will. We just simply call them meditations, but journey work that I would love to share with you here later. And some of that is related to this chalice energy, which we create these chalice rings. And this chalice energy is one that is, it's transcending duality. It is something that we see this entire universe as every time we incarnate anywhere, that we've incarnated into these worlds of duality, this whole universe in duality. And duality is simply seen kind of like the yin and the yang, the black and the white. And we can see, for an example here, what this chalice energy is. If we see duality as simply a white marble and a black marble, and those two are always trying to find balance in this universe, that has been the engine of creation. The dark and the light, the good and the bad. That has always been the engine of creation within this universe. And so as we have the dark, who carries the stuff that the light sloughs off, the light, you know, it ignores the dark. It just wants to be light. So it sloughs off everything that's dark. The dark carries that. And that has been a huge lesson in my life. In my early years of my teens, 20s, half of my 30s, I very much lived in what you would call the dark. People used to see Archangel Michael on my shoulder and they'd be like, "Michael, why are you so dark?" And he would say, "Well, I am trying to help Brian integrate the dark and the light." And at the time and for years, I did not understand that. I'm like, no. I only want to look at the light and I ignore the dark. And that is exactly, you know, that's kind of how a lot of people are. But that is where that light always sloughs off the dark, and you have the dark and the light. So the reason that Michael was like that and that I walked in the dark is so that I would not be fearful or judgmental of the dark. So a lot of the work that we've done throughout the past 10 years has been really deep clearing work, not only of like grids on the planet, of beings that we always thought were violating the free will of the human that just seemed to be dark. We learned to see that anything that appears dark actually has soul spark within it. It has a spark of divinity. And we recognize that divinity and we help to shift that within the heart of any of those beings to connect them. And when they are connected back to their source, their soul, they drop their agendas and go. Basically, all of us have been playing out and playing our roles of the dark and the light within this universe. And as we've played our roles of the dark and the light, it is now time to let those go, let go of both roles. So that is what this chalice energy, and we see it as a crystal clear, pure light that comes in. It's just this clear light. And it's this little clear marble. So the dark and the light, the chalice does not take on that energy of the dark or the light. It just sits there. It doesn't radiate. It doesn't try to change. It doesn't take on. It just is. And as that chalice energy just sits there, the dark and the light then shift. They let go. And then everything shifts. So what we're seeing on a soul level is that with this chalice energy, that we are going back through and bringing in our light more than what has ever been held in the human. That's just what's happening right now on this planet, is we are bringing in our light. We see every particle of light that comes into the heart as a spark of our soul, an incarnation, if you will, an aspect of our soul throughout this entire universe. So as we bring in our light, for years we had to do the clearing and the release work of all the traumas and everything else that came in with each of those particles of light. Because you hear how like past lives affect you so much in this here now. And a lot of healers will work with anything that we have that we experience as a dis-ease within this life, or lessons that come up as simply being those traumas and other things, and those the soul level constructs through lifetimes. So what this chalice energy is allowing the soul to step in and release, uncreate lifetimes. And that is an exercise that I would love to take everybody through here in a little bit, is holding the space for us to bring in our light more than we've ever held. And as we bring all of that in, we are releasing, allowing the soul to release and clear all the traumas, the programs, the beliefs, all of that, so that as we become our light in this here now, we have nothing but the human and our soul's light all together, without all the soul aspects, without all the traumas. And of course, as we all know, when we are doing our work, where the human is like this giant onion and we keep peeling away layers after layers. And when we think that we've had all of our great energy work and our dark nights of the soul and all of the traumas released, we find another layer. And so we're just trying to get as deep to the core of our essence as we possibly can. And that is something that this chalice energy is just helping it. And it's more than just this chalice energy. I mean, it's just the universe and the soul and every one of us are holding space for all this to occur, because, you know, as we all feel, we are going through such huge shifts on this planet that we are releasing all of the creation that we have created up until this point, because again, everything creation within this universe has been creation and duality. And so as we are on this precipice of stepping into creator beings ourselves in a whole different way as conscious creators, we are letting go of all the baggage so that we don't step onto this new beautiful canvas and paint it with all the traumas and all the crap and all the beliefs that we have brought forth to now. So this really is a huge precipice for us as humanity and as creators within this universe. This is much bigger than humanity, but we are very much right there on the forefront, and every one of us is here holding the space and doing the work right now for generations, for our ancestors, for more than just us here on this planet. This is universal.
That's pretty awesome. I started to get the chills. Everything resonates. Everything.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah. So what would you have us do now?
So I'm not sure where we want to go from here.
Well, let's see. Let me ask you another question. You pretty much answered it. What we can use it to, the chalice ring, to clear space. So the EMFs too, which like radio towers.
Oh yes. So to go back with the tensor tools, all the tensor tools we have a variety of different shapes of these tensor rings. We can put them into spheres that are made up of multiple rings. We can make coils out of them. This is one of the tools that we create, is the Ascension Pyramids. But the different spheres that we create, this three-dimensional objects, we'll create a field that extends out for miles. We have things that we call the golden fire generator, which is a little spherical object that covers about a 2.5 mile area, restructures electromagnetics, crosses over ghost waywords, transforms dense consciousness, works with the environment. We also work with a lot of commercial agriculture, just people who work with the land, farmers, ranchers, because these tools are holding space for not only the plants themselves, but the divas of the land, the soil, the water, everything. So again, some of the things that you can find of the frequencies and properties within the tensor rings are also all the earth elementals, such as what we call Hedica, the water elemental. Some people know it as the Triskelion, the three-legged spiral. And that Triskel, or as we call it, the Hedica, is simply the spirit of water. And we see water as older than this planet, that it came here with the earth in support of the earth and humanity. And so that is something that is also found within these tensor fields. So with the restructuring of electromagnetics, as we had mentioned with our cell phones, and we make these little devices that will plug into your electrical sockets, and these work with the consciousness of electricity as well as Gaia and the earth elementals, and they will travel through the electrical currents of the home all the way back to a transformer box and go to all neighbors connected to that transformer box. We have professional dowsers who utilize these tools, and they will go into a home and they'll douse for, like, let's say, the electromagnetic field from a smart meter or even from your household electric box. Your household electric box produces a field about 5.5 to 6 feet out, where it is creating a disharmonious electromagnetic field that is very harmful, very non-beneficial to the human. And so we don't want to spend a lot of time within those fields. And so we put this disc, this golden fire disc, plug it in or stick it on the electrical panel, either one, and it will connect to that whole electrical circuit and transform that. It will harmonize those electromagnetic fields to then be a beneficial field. I'm very sensitive to these different fields, these disharmonious fields. I actually sleep with my cell phone right next to me at night. It is creating a harmonious field. We have had biofeedback studies done too. So, and the biofeedback studies with the cell phone tab simply shows how it aligns chakras, aligns energy bodies, clears the emotional field, the mental field, makes organs function better.
Well, Brian, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're ready for a break, everybody.
Wonderful.
It's fine. We can go for on and on and on, but everybody, I want you to stay tuned with us. We'll be back with Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle in just a few minutes. So just hang tight so you can hear some more awesome things from Brian Besko. Thank you.
Angels are among us, and they are communicating with us all the time. Most of the time, we are so distracted that we don't recognize the signs or even know that the angels are just waiting for us to ask for help. If you're looking for a clear channel to connect you to the angels, look no further. Chris Gibbs is an angel intuitive and does angelic readings and consultations. The angels speak to her quickly, giving her a clear and distinct narrative and dialogue that is direct and on point. Chris cares about her clients, and it shows through her work. She has been a teacher of metaphysics for over 30 years. She is truly gifted. Contact Chris to help you address your soul purpose or whatever is important to you right now. You can reach Chris at 719-362-6935, by email at greatteach9@gmail.com, or you can go to her website, angelreadingsbychris.com. That's angelreadingsbychris, KRIS.com. You will not regret the guidance you were given.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Welcome back. I'm Valerie Trujillo, and this is Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, Healing as a Tribe and Taking Responsibility for It. And I have Brian Besko from Twisted Sage Studios here with me today. Again, Brian, thank you for being with me. What do we have next? So what do you feel is the most powerful tool that you use? Because I can tell you, I've been under the big pyramids that you've had, not just at the shows, but you had one at one of the metaphysical stores I used to work at. And that thing was powerful.
Yes, the Ascension Pyramids are really fantastic. They are holding the space. So the Ascension Pyramids are made with a 60-degree pyramid angle. And again, everything's cut to those sacred measurements, but it's the different components in here that are creating this field, which we call the field of neutrality. And anymore, the Ascension Pyramids also hold that energy of the chalice. Now, when we first started creating these large Ascension Chambers, we used to call them the 5D Animator, back in 2014. And these Ascension Pyramids are basically the fifth generation of these chambers. Now, that first chamber that I stood in, it was a 13-foot tall chamber with these big rings that come down over you. I had both my rotator cuffs were tore. And then after I stepped into doing this work, I stood in that chamber for the first time. And for 10 minutes, my rotator cuffs were on fire. And I have not had that issue since. We have people that fly and drive from all over the world to come visit the studios here in South Dakota. A lot of people claim that it clears cancer, addictions, all different kinds of things. So these different chambers that we create, or the Ascension Pyramids, are basically holding that high vibration space within. Granted, they produce a really wonderful field outside of them that covers the whole home, that does, you know, the electromagnetics, dense consciousness, all that fun stuff. But when you're actually right with inside of these different chambers and the pyramids, it is that field of neutrality that we first saw the soul as kind of like this tight lotus bud, and right in the center was the soul. And all these petals that were falling off were like our lifetimes, our soul aspects. And we watched as the soul would distill the light and information from each one of those lifetimes. And that lifetime would just dissolve back into creation. And truly, that's where we're going with all of these energies. And these tools are just simply, you know, a concentrated form for us to utilize along the way. So like when we're doing healing work anymore and we're utilizing these chalice energies, or the divine I am energies or the divine I am pendants. And that's also found in the pyramids. Instead of doing healing work of something, like let's say we have something going on with our shoulder or an organ that a doctor cannot figure out, and we find that it is linked to, like, let's say a past life trauma or an emotion that we just can't seem to ever clear this emotion that keeps affecting it. When we come in with these chalice energies or the divine I am energies, it is going through and uncreating that creation. Because as we begin to step into conscious creators, this is one of the first things that we are doing is we are uncreating creation that no longer serves us. Because so many of the things through lifetimes, we incarnated as soul growth and learning, and this lifetime as well. We all came in, we lived the really rough, hard lives as humans, soul growth and learning every flipping lifetime. And so within that are all those creations, because that was part of the duality matrix, the duality concept. And so what we are doing now is we are surrendering, which has been a huge, huge aspect of this new paradigm, is surrendering to the soul and allowing the release of all of this creation that we've created through lifetimes. The ego knows what they are because that is a soul level construct of every lifetime. The ego has kept us on the soul path of soul growth learning that gets ingrained in us. And so that is one of the things that we are uncreating. And not to say that the ego is bad. No, the ego, we give great thanks and gratitude to the ego for assisting us on this journey through eons of that work, of that soul growth learning, and of keeping us alive and survival. But it's now no longer the paradigm of survival. And so basically the work that we do now is we ask the ego to also surrender to the soul and step into a higher octave of being, and basically just asking it to allow the soul to help redirect it on a new path to still be of assistance in this new creation. So however any of this ever resonates with you, it's okay. Please just take what resonates with you and leave the rest there. Because I know a lot of people are just, you know, oh, that ego, I don't want nothing to do with the ego and don't want anything to do with the dark and any of that. But it's, you know, the shadow work is a big part of everything. And, you know, the tools that we create, you know, like the pyramids that you stand under, things like that, are assisting us into allowing that shadow work to happen more without us having to go into this huge dark nights of the soul. And that's the thing with this chalice energy. And we have a new thing called the binary infusion pendant, which is bringing together the new harmonizer rings. This harmonizer frequency is simply that is working within more of this physical electromagnetic universe. And then we have the chalice, which is beyond frequency. And bringing these both together, these pendants are the same as these wonderful ones here. It is making things more automatic. And so we have a lot of people talking about how the things that come up would usually put them into a dark night of the soul, you know, those deep dives. And everybody that I've been talking to that realizes that notes how it's fast, it's easy. They don't take those deep dives, that they're able to do that release work and that clearing work with so much more grace and ease.
Yes, I've experienced that myself.
Awesome. Yes, Valerie, you were one of the first ones that got one of these divine I am pendants. And,
yes, and I love mine. Everybody says, wow, what is that? And I'm like, oh, you need to hear what Brian has to say about this. And then I refer them to your site and I'm like, go.
I still remember when you first held that pendant and put it on, I was watching as the past year and a half of work that we've been doing happened to you in like 14 seconds. It just all went through. And so, I mean, this is, it's a solid silver pendant. They're not affordable to everybody, but we make tools as our family. We've traditionally been both the manufacturer and the distributor of these tools. And so our whole underlying drive and motivation is to create tools that are made for everybody, that anybody can access, that is going to step up consciousness shifting on this planet, because that is what we're doing this work for. And so that's why we created this binary infusion pendant, is because it is doing everything that all of our more powerful tools are doing. And this one, the Divine I Am Activator Pendant, is, you asked the question, what is probably one of our more powerful tools? The Pyramid, definitely. But I would say that this Divine I Am Activator Pendant for the doing is one of the more powerful things. And that's why we created also that binary infusion pendant, which is more affordable. And they're like $58 for the copper ones, or you can get the silver ones for $110. I mean, we make Wi-Fi rings for $18. We really try to make these tools affordable to everybody. So with the binary infusion pendant or the Divine I Am Activator pendant, I would love to walk everybody through a simple little exercise here, where basically, and I've never done this on, you know, on camera for a group before, but we're going to do this today, and we're going to hold space for everybody who watches this now and in the future, that we can all step into this sacred space, into this field, and on a soul level, allow this to happen. What we see is that, and again, as we go through the meditation, the journey work, however you see and feel this is absolutely perfect. How I usually see it is that when we get into the sacred space and we bring this energy to the soul and the soul brings it in, I'll see like this giant spinning ring, and it just comes around your entire body, your entire reality, and it cookie cutters you out of that specific creation and shifts you into a higher octave of your creation. And so it is allowing the dumping of the things that no longer serve, programs that were instilled in the human since the beginning, belief structures that we've accumulated all along the way, traumas that are stuck within all those belief structures through lifetimes. So when we do this work, we are doing this work not only for us in this here now through our lifetime as this human, but also for our entire lineage, for everything that we are as a soul, for everything forward, backwards, and for humanity. So it's huge. The work that we do right now, it's huge for the entire collective. And one thing I just want to say really quick is that we see the collective consciousness very much as bright and beautiful. We really do. We see that humanity, we are all here as masters. We would not be on this planet if we weren't masters. So even your beer drinking neighbors down the way that just party all the time or whatever, that you think, oh, they're so dense consciousness. Well, maybe they are, but on a soul level, they are masters. They're holding the light, and it is easy enough for them to go from point A to point Z in an instant, that shift. And we don't have to project that shift onto them. We just be us, we hold our space. And as we hold our space, we're like that crystal clear, pure consciousness, chalice energy that does not project. It just is, and it just bees. And as it is just in being, it will shift everything else. And it doesn't have to be human to human. And that is my biggest point, is it's not a human to human thing that we're doing. We are holding the light on a soul level. And it is those souls that will then have that reminder, and it will do the work.
That's pretty cool. I wish everyone understood the ramifications of not doing this and how they need to live their highest good. That's the whole purpose for us being here. The games are at the point now where it's time to fix everything that we have done so we can live our highest good.
Yes, and we are definitely empowering ourselves as those conscious creators right now. And again, everything can be shifted in an instant. It really can. Creation happens that way. And so we'll do this journey work right now. And whereas that spinning ring comes around you and cookie cutters you out of this specific creation that you're in and brings you into a higher space, and it's the soul that's in charge of everything that we do here. Because when we do this work, it's not something that we can do from the human perspective and judgment and anything else. We have to surrender and allow, and we're surrendering to our soul, which has our highest and best interest in mind. And so it can shift us into a new reality in an instant. So here we go. We'll go on this journey work right now. So just going into the heart space again. Pardon me, let me get a quick drink here before I jump in. Okay. All right. The sacred space of the heart. Again, imagining within your physical heart is your light, your soul's fire. Connecting heart to heart with the earth, breathing in that light of the earth into the heart. Connecting heart to heart to creation, breathing in that light of creation, source, soul, creator, God, into the heart. As we breathe both of those lights into the heart and it expands, it allows our soul's light to expand fully. Now imagine soul before you. The soul comes in and puts its hand on your heart and activates that golden fire, the sacred heart. Imagining that golden light, that golden fire going into every cell of the body, in between every cell. We're going to bring that golden fire up to the throat and then right up to the pineal gland in the middle of the brain, setting that pineal on fire. Then imagine that figure eight on its side, the infinity, connecting the left and right brain hemisphere, connecting all the way across. Then imagining that infinity going upwards to the higher mind, to the quantum mind. That's where we find that field of universal peace. Again, allowing that to come into the body, into every cell, in between every cell. And it settles into the heart where it will forever be, that field of universal peace. Going back up to the pineal, back up to the quantum mind. And we're going to step higher beyond the mind to that field of all knowing. We're going to step higher to the field of neutrality. As we're in that field of neutrality, we offer the soul that energy of that chalice. That crystal clear, pure light consciousness. As that energy of the chalice just comes down into the physical, it just allows the soul to bubble you up into this beautiful, beautiful crystal clear bubble. And as it does, it is releasing those things that you are ready to release. It dissolves them, transforms them, harmonizes them, programs, beliefs, emotions that no longer serve you. And it just creates that spinning field around you and lifts you out of the reality that you are in, those parts that may no longer serve, and settles you into a new space and place. Into a higher octave of your creation, your soul's creation. Your soul's creation along with you as the human. without looking back or looking at any of the things that you just released. Just feel that crisp, clean, pure refreshness, that fresh space that you step into. It's just, again, an allowing of the release of everything. So you can go through and do this as many times as you wish. One of the key words that I usually like to use for myself is, I am the divine I am. That to me is like the divine blueprint, but in a whole different way. The divine I am is something that we simply labeled and see as the highest potential of our creation without any of the things that no longer serve us. So again, it's just going into the heart space, taking those three breaths into the heart, saying to yourself and your soul, I am the divine I am. And just allow yourself to be shifted into a higher octave of your creation.
Wow, that was so cool. When you said that the light was coming in, the crystal clear light, I felt my insides just light up. This is like, wow, this is something cool. I'm floored. I totally believe in what you guys do. I am so happy to be an advocate for all of you guys. It brings me nothing but peace and joy because I call Source I am. That's why I smiled when you said it. It's like, more synchronicities. This is wonderful. Anything else before we finish? Put your your website, your phone number, business number, whatever you want to do out there.
Yeah, actually, so at Twisted Sage Studios, we do have, I know Valerie has a link to our website, and I would love it if you use Valerie's link there, because basically that she's an affiliate of ours. So she just receives a small commission from any time that you use her link. You go to our website, if you make a purchase, then she receives that commission. Again, as a small family-based business, we've never been into this to create wholesale, things like that. We always try to keep our prices as low as possible. So if you do use Valerie's link, that certainly helps. But please do also, when you take that link and you go to the website, we have a ton of resources. We have YouTube pages. There's links to my sister Brenda there. There's links to all the different websites like the crystalmerkaba.com that we teach the Merkaba activation. We have a ton of websites and a lot of information. So please do check out the website. Beyond making purchases, there's a lot of great resources there.
One of my favorite things is the 50 Question Friday that you do. I try to be there all the time, where everybody can get on there and ask questions, and Brian gives answers. He helps us to understand how powerful the tools are and what we can use them for.
Yes, and please do check out the testimonials as well, because we have thousands of positive testimonials on the website. That way you're not just taking our word for the experiences. There's thousands of people who have the experiences that they share. So
thank you, Brian, so much for being here. Also, two people, sign up for his newsletter so you can get the information that they do and you stay connected. Let's see. He teaches workshops worldwide. He's a featured guest on many shows and live events. He goes all over the country. So I'm lucky to find him when I do find him. It's been a pleasure, Brian, and I will be hooking up with you to get the stuff for my Divine I Am pendant. I'm going to get that next. Everybody, it's been a pleasure having you here today. This is my next to the last show, and I have my last show on May 11th, where I'll be interviewing Savannah Barba, an intuitive tarot reader who also is does Akashic Records and is working with the Dolores Cannon regression classes, so she can do that. And she happens to be my daughter, Savannah Barba. For me, it's a fantastic way to end my ride with the Transformation Talk Radio. I've been blessed, and I wanted to let everybody know I'll be at Panthers Gate in Boulder. They're having a grand opening this weekend in 1629 Canyon Boulevard. So I'll be doing readings there. They're having the Beltrain Festival. So if you have a chance and you're from Colorado, go check it out. They have a store in Berthoud also. So just go to the grand opening and enjoy that. Any other shows that I have would be next month, the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo in Fort Collins. That I believe is the 15th and 16th. And there's a Bella Alyssa Fair on the 8th and 9th in Loveland. If you get a chance to go to that one, I won't be at that one, but you can go to that one. I want to promote places where I go and the other people I work with. Brian, any last minutes, anything you want to say?
Just be simple and easy. Go into the heart space, make that your own. And it's been an honor and a pleasure, everybody. Thank you for allowing me in for this moment to share. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Time to wrap up. Okay, we're done. Thank you for all being with us. Brian, again, I'll talk to you again soon. Love and light.
Wonderful.
Thank you for listening to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. Tune in next time for more powerful conversations spiritually crafted to jumpstart your healing journey so you can own your spiritual gifts. And in turn, shed that light on the people around you so they can do the same. Embrace the confusion, the fear, the strength. Let go of your limiting beliefs. Your healing is in your hands, and it's time to take action. Find your tribe, heal together, in love and light. For more information about Valerie and her services, visit crystalblueoracle.com.